Where is this chairlift going to be installed?
It's on the East Ridge area, which, if you're familiar with Sunlight, it's on Looker's left of Sunlight Mountain. So over towards that area in some of the more intermediate and advanced terrain on the mountain. And so it'll be a great lift for intermediate and advanced skiers to be able to take one lift, ride some good terrain, and turn around and do it again.
Well, in the documents associated with the White River National Forest's approval, they say only 5 acres of national forest land will be disturbed. Where will those 5 acres be, and what kind of terrain?
5 acres, or just a little bit less than 5 acres, will be disturbed on national forest. And it's on the upper portion of the mountain. The lower portion of the mountain is privately owned and therefore wasn't part of that 5-acre determination. The type of terrain that was going to be disturbed, it's mostly a mix, a little bit of aspen as well as what we call mixed conifer, so a little bit of spruce and fir, possibly some pine in there as well.
And what kind of disturbance are you looking at?
Well, so they have to clear all the trees out of the lift line corridor so that the lifts can run safely and operate. And then there's a little bit of disturbance at the top as well for the top terminal. And they will also be installing a toilet at the top. And this will be a toilet similar to what you'd see at most of our Forest Service type campgrounds. We call them a vault toilet. So no running water or anything like that, but it'll definitely be a place where you can stop in and use the restroom.
So the NEPA process beyond the scoping period was determined unnecessary because of what's called a categorical exclusion. Can you describe first what is a categorical exclusion?
There's different what people think of as levels of NEPA. And so a categorical exclusion is what we would think of as kind of the lowest level of NEPA. And then it goes to an environmental assessment and an environmental impact statement. And that categorical exclusion is something that the Forest Service does a lot of. So we do these types of analyses quite often, and therefore we can do pretty succinctly and doesn't require a larger public process.
So the categorical exclusion sort of bypasses the environmental assessment or the environmental impact statement, and therefore any public process beyond the scoping period. Why was this CADEX put into place?
Well, so we've had this categorical exclusion available to the Forest Service for many years, and this was an instance where we looked at the project, did an analysis of the potential effects, found that there were very few potential effects, and determined that the use of the categorical exclusion is appropriate in this particular instance. The categorical exclusion is for projects that are under 5 acres.
When you say very few impacts or effects, is that a figure of speech, or can you tell me what those very few impacts or effects are?
Yeah, it really is a figure of speech. With any project that you do that has some level of ground disturbance like this, there will be some effects. But these are routine things that the Forest Service engages with partners on a normal basis. We were able to get our ID team out there, look at it, and determine that there was no reason to do an environmental assessment or even move up towards an EIS.
Kevin Warner, when will construction begin?
So with this authorization that we've approved here, Sunlight can start with the installation whenever they would like to. My understanding, though, is that because of some of the setbacks from COVID, the most likely scenario is they would be looking towards an installation in 2022.
Kevin Warner, thanks very much.
All right. Thank you, Amy.